This is JIS News. Coming up, Labour Ministry to increase female participation in overseas work programs, police to step up efforts against fraud and human trafficking, and Education Minister commends community colleges. The news in detail after this message.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is taking steps to increase the participation of female workers in its overseas employment programs. Labour Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says he will be engaging key stakeholders in discussions towards improving the gender balance of the program's beneficiaries.
We have started in some areas like the strawberry, where we have women involved in the strawberry. We have women involved in terms of the factories. And I think as we go forward, there's going to have to be some affirmative action. And from the standpoint of gender balance, once they are capable of doing the work, we should ensure that there is some kind of gender equity.
Minister Ferguson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says in many instances, women, when given equal opportunity, outshine men in traditionally male-dominated work. He says he has already received requests from employers to have more skilled women involved in the ministry's overseas employment programs. Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch CTOC Central Office Clifford Chambers says the unit will be ramping up efforts to detect and prosecute fraud, intellectual property breaches and human trafficking for 2016. SSP Chambers says this will be done through covert and overt methods.
The new strategy is broad-based. There's closer collaboration with the Customs Agency and the Intellectual Property Unit at CTOC. There is broader awareness of police operatives out there in the field to know what to look for and what are the triggers. There's broader sensitization of the general populace.
The Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, CTOC, formed in January 2015, is an amalgamation of the Flying Squad and the Organized Crime Investigation Division, OCID. The 8-unit branch was formed to strengthen the country's security framework to effectively combat terrorism and organized crime in all forms. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites is lauding the performance of community colleges across the island for boosting the employability of the local workforce. Reverend Thwaites says community colleges continue to provide individuals with viable and flexible training options to enable them to make strong contributions in various industries.
The community colleges, without any water in my mouth, are the only set of institutions capable of rapidly upping the certification of the Jamaican workforce.
Reverend Thwaites says students who attend community colleges should watch the projection of the labor market and choose appropriate career paths that will provide marketable jobs. He was addressing the Council of Community Colleges annual conference in Montego Bay Wednesday. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is thanking the clergy for its sustained efforts towards the social development and transformation of the country. Mrs. Simpson Miller says she is grateful to the various church groups across the island which have offered prayerful intercession for national endeavors as well as voluntary service in uplifting the lives of the needy and vulnerable.
The church continues to be a strong pillar of nation building for our society. You continue to provide a moral compass for what is good and what is right. Thank you for demonstration of faith in the power of divine guidance and for invoking God's healing of the families and nation of Jamaica.
She was speaking at the 11th annual National Heal the Family, Heal the Nation service on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.